in Jesus' name. Yeah, I think many people don't know me. Are there people who know me? I have a great collection of things here. I make some space, free Bibles. I'm Rick Ouwendijk. I come from Tienhoven at the Lek. Three people know it. 700 inhabitants between Utrecht and Rotterdam at the Lek, the River Lek. God gave us a beautiful farm. And we are rebuilding it to a place where we can receive people and where people will be restored for the glory of God. For people need restoration. There are many problems in the world, but they need Jesus. That's my mission, to bring people to Jesus. For I believe in Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for our sin, our debts, our pain, to give restoration, healing, to live in unity with Him. First, I will introduce myself. That's a pitfall for me, for when I am starting to speak about the Word of God, then it is like a stream of living water. We have a fountain in us, that's the Holy Spirit. And as we start speaking, then we speak life. It's like a river. And everything the river will touch will be alive. I'm 33 years old, married with Anne, my dear, beautiful lady, wife. We have two children, actually one and a half. The second will come in June. We expect it in June. At 21st of June, 10,000 people go into the streets in Holland to preach the kingdom of God. It's time that Holland will know that Jesus Christ is alive. I will tell something about myself. 13 years ago, I was so dead as a worm. I lived for the world. I was studying at the military academy in Breda. Officers' education for the Air Force. I was 18 years. I was smart. I went to that academy and I thought I will reach that. It will be a great success. But then I went, what we call stoppen, visiting bars, etc. We went in Belgium with a football team, but we came in a wrong bar of the other side. But you don't. And then we had a quarrel, and these people are hard, so they started to beat. And I came in hospital. It was a rather traumatic experience. By the mercy of God, I came out and I got a trauma, a spirit of fear. I was not, the spiritual world was unknown for me, but something came in that I had fears inside. Also at night, I think I was traumatized. I didn't dare to go into the streets. I awoke after a nightmare. I had many nightmares. I thought I'm going to die. It was the spirit inside. If you have these kinds of experiences, realize that it can be a spirit inside you, a wrong spirit. Ever, I was brought in the church by my parents, so anywhere I knew about God, about Jesus, and I was sunken so deep, I said, God, I die, or you are real, and please help me. If you are real, please show yourself to me. 13 years ago, and at the moment when I was on my knees, asking this from God, it was an indescribable feeling. Something happened inside. Something happened around me. Almost impossible to circumscribe. There was a light, there was a power, a light. God was there. And he said, I will help you, but then you have to give your life to me. That is something tough. You give your life to the living God, you give yourself. But you rise up as a new creation. Because I felt so bad, maybe the choice was easy for me. I thought I'd do it. And I knew that the Bible says you have to be baptized. I left my old life. My old life only brought me misery. And I went into the baptism. And at the moment that I was baptized, this fear had gone. It never came back. It never came back anymore. It was the moment of my rebirth, the moment of healing. And I'm radical in it because I had a radical turn around. Four years ago, COVID started and all my activities stopped. Many meetings had to be cancelled, and then I had a longing to come together in small settings. And we listen to worship music in our rooms with 4 or 8 people, and it was so pure, and we all had a longing to seek God. And I had so much fantastic moments with God. So climb that mountain to God and never go back again. I'm not going every day to the mountain, up to the mountain. I stay there. I stay there permanently. For my God, my Father, He's my life. He saved me from the claws of the darkness and death. He set me over to the kingdom of the Son of Jesus. He is for everybody the same. He is the God of eternity. He was yesterday, today, for eternal. He'll be the same. He is your Lord, your Master, your Savior. This is a good preaching until now, don't you think so? Something was on my heart, for we came together in that house rooms, in small groups, and God started speaking about many house rooms that would be filled with the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit. And then we started a movement called House of Miracles. We have a website. It's a movement of the Spirit of God where we come together in houses. And great things are happening there. When people come in the neighborhood of God, we have about 60 house churches in this way. For where two or three people are together, Jesus is there. And then we are a church. We don't need many people for it, but born again people. And when you are going that to do that, then it becomes a feast. For when you are searching for God together, and you are going to do what He is saying, and you believe His words, you read His words, then wonderful things will happen. The Word of God promises many serious things: healing, peace, love, righteousness, joy, health, freedom, abundance. These are the words of God. But the starting point is God. But He's a good Father. And we are finding what He is saying, then we see beautiful things. And we came in touch with education about healing, deliverance, supernatural things. And I never heard about these things before. Spiritual world. And we got education about it. And somebody said, when you put hands upon a sick person, he will be healed. But the Word of God is saying that. Jesus sent His disciples. He said, put your hands upon the sick people and they will be healed. Go into the world, teach them about all the things I've said to you. Heal the people, wipe out demons. And I thought, maybe the Word of God is real. It is true. And the only way to test it is just doing it. For Jesus said, everybody who hears my word and brings them in practice, then you have to hear these words and read them, and you have to do them. How many people ever put hands upon sick person? Praise God. We also started to do that. Healing in Jesus' name. But we didn't see happen anything. Did you also have that experience? But we did it, but we saw not happen anything. And then there came a choice: or what we see is truth, or the Word of God is the truth. You have to choose. And I thought, I believe that the Word of God is true and not what I see. For we walk by what we believe and not by what we see. And I am going to believe that the Word of God is true. I chose for that possibility. And we did it many times. Many times I didn't see something. There was a girl, we were with 15 people in a room. And there came a young lady with a destructed toe, great toe, by an accident. and her toe was destructed. There was an iron pin in it. But we put hands upon everybody who was sick and came in. So we wanted to see it healed. For we believed in the word of God. And we put hands upon her. And at one moment, I'll never forget it, again we put hands upon that toe. Be healthy in the name of Jesus. And that toe was completely destructed and fixed, unmovable, but it started to move. And when you see that, then you become enthusiastic. And I thought, this it is. We have it. I'm enthusiastic from that. Look, my God is alive. He is powerful. He is supernatural. He can do what a doctor cannot do. They can do a lot, but that they cannot not do. But Jesus is able to do it. For everybody is, everything is possible for the one who believes. At last weekend, we were here with an Encounter Jesus weekend. That was with Marcel. There was a boy here in the room at that window last Sunday evening, 15 years old. And what happened? We prayed for him. He had the darkness in his eyes, black like the night. There was something dark in his eyes. This boy had traumatic experiences. He had a spirit of angriness, of hate. He was standing there with fists, contracted fists. And we said, be free in the name of Jesus. And the spirit has to go out. And that spirit didn't go immediately. Then I said to him, for he was a born again believer, I believe that children of God has very special position. You are a child of God, I said, isn't it? Yes, he said, yes. You have to choose between death and life. Choose for life. Well, you have to choose for. He said, I feel a struggle inside. But I want to experience that love, that rest. And I said, we put hands upon you, so that angry spirit will go. You have surrendered yourself to the Spirit of God. Stop with being proud. Let the power of God come over you, instead of angriness. And he surrendered himself, and the power of God touched him so strong that he fell at the ground. But immediately he stood up, and his eyes were completely different. There was light, brilliance, peace, and he was standing with hands in the air, and he praised God. 1 year before, there was a very difficult situation in his family. These traumatic experiences can be a reason that the evil spirit can come in. But I tell you, the Spirit of God delivers people. The Spirit of God is love, peace, righteousness. the darkness and emptiness has to go out. He is exalted. He is powerful. He is at the right hand of God. So we experience beautiful things because simply we do what the Word of God is saying. And I invite you as an individual believer, wherever you are, believe the Word of God radically. When the Word of God is saying that, then it is truth. Don't do concessions. It's a tough story. When we just started to pray in this way and to preach in this way, my wife became pregnant from our first child. But after 12 weeks, it went wrong. And we were teaching, put hands upon the sick ones and they will heal. Make alive the dead ones. And I was convinced. And then it came very near when my unborn child went wrong. And I put hands upon my wife and we lost that child. But now, after that time, we realize that I was a spirit of death robbing the life of that child. But at that moment, we didn't see a breakthrough. We were just learning. We had to learn how it works in the spiritual world. But I was so sad. And crying, and I was disappointed. I thought I stopped. It's not okay. But the Spirit of God was so clear. And God said, you have to make choice. Do you believe that this experience, or do you believe the Word of God that it is true? So we have to choose between what we see, or that we say, no, it's the Word of God, and the Word of God is true. Also, when you don't see it, or you don't understand it, the Word of God is true. And I have the choice, I made the choice radical. I said, my life is to you, I'm submitted to you, and I'm going to do what you ask from me. And in the spiritual work, at least, I will save, with your words, at least 1,000 children back. And I will believe that they will be healthy. And 4 years ago, I started. Also, we started with infertile people. And there were victories. The Word of God is radical about it. And I said to people, come to me when this is a problem for you, that you are infertile. In Genesis 1, God said, be fertile. This is what he said to the people. Be fruitful. So when this will not happen, there's something with an evil spirit of the devil. God is a God of restoration. I want to share something with you today. I want to share, we are children of God, sons and daughters of God. Who of you is the child of God here? Who is saying honestly, are here people who never made a choice for Jesus Christ? Did you ever choose consciously to give your life to Jesus Christ? And did you become a child of God? Please lift your hand then. It's not because you have to choose now. In many churches they never put these questions. Why not? There are people coming in here who don't know God. And we can say many things. But when they never had chosen to follow God, or they don't know, we have to explain the gospel. We have to say, dear man, this is also for you. What I tell now is also for you. For God is watching you. He loved the world so much that he gave his only born son to save the people. And now we have the possibility to become a child of God. But then we have to accept the gift of God. We have to convert ourselves. We have to turn around. It's important to know. I will deal about three things today. We have to realize that we are children of God and that we are born from God with our rebirth. We have to understand that. Next is that we come free from condemnation, from judgment and debt and complaints and charges. I go to Romans 8. Take your Bible. The Bible changed my life. And this changed my life. It helped me much. I can make notations in it. Buy a Bible, a physical Bible. And draw and write in it. Make indications. Verse 19 says, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. The sons of God. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. So we have to do with the creation, with people who are not in this room now, but may be your neighbors or family members who don't know God. It's all creation. And where this creation is waiting for the revelation of the children, the sons of God. So it's important that we, children of God, the world is longing to the revelation of the children of God. So we have to stand up and shine, for the glory of God is upon us, and you will be called City of God, the Holy Zion. And we were speaking about climbing that mountain. Realize that we are a city at the mountain. You shouldn't hide it. You have to shine. And I realize, give your own testimony to people. Tell them how good God is for you. And share it. For we are children of God to go into the creation. And to say, Jesus said, make all the people to my children, to my students. The world is waiting for it, is longing to it, so that they also will be deliberated, so that they also go walking in that way. We have so a privileged position, it's almost not to believe. But please believe it, for it's important. Some people say, I cannot believe that. Then you don't get happy. I believe in God. I believe in miracles and signs. I believe that the word of God is true. He will not disappoint. He won't fail. We are born again from God. The beginning was Adam and Eve. They were in the presence of God. They were created and God blew in them. Breath of life. But then the fall came. Separation between God and man. People had to leave the paradise. Then the curse came on the earth. The death came. The power of the devil was growing. Adam and Eve didn't come anymore in the presence of God. It was not possible anymore. And everybody is offspring of that generation. And the Bible is saying everybody has sinned and misses the glory of God. We cannot live in unity with God because the sin is between God and us. But then Jesus came. Romans 3 is saying, we all have sinned and miss the glory of God, but we are justified by His mercy, by the deliverance of Jesus, of Christ Jesus. He got the power. We have the power now, the possibility to become children of God. The ones who believe that they are born from God. That's good news for the world. There's separation between God and man by sin. But Jesus Christ was sent to the world to take the sins upon Himself. And then you have the possibility to accept that offer to become a child of God. And when we do that, we are born from God. Nicodemus, in a conversation with Jesus, wondered how we can be born again when you are full grown. But Jesus said you have to be born from water and spirit. So we have to convert, be baptized in water, and receive the Spirit of God, born again. Then we are born from God. 1 Peter 1. We have so a privileged position. We are children of the Most High God. We are born from Him. We are His seed in 1 Peter 1, verse 23. There's written, for you have been born again. He is writing to born again people. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. We are born not from the seed of your father, but from the Spirit of God. So we are children, sons and daughters from God. That is a very special position. At the moment that you have experiences traumatic things from your family, at the moment that you are born again, that stops. for you are not longer any longer born from that line. The word of God is saying, you die, your own life dies, and you stand up in a new life with Christ, Christ Jesus. Say with each other, I am a child of God. I was born from God. I am his offspring. Do you realize how difficult it is to say that? But the word of God is so clear about it. It gives you the freedom to say that God is your Father. He is a good Father. He is mighty to give you everything you need. And I tell you that the opponent tries to make you small. He said, no, you cannot say that. We are not justified. But we are justified. Hebrews 10. Because of the will of God, we are sanctified by the sacrifice of Christ. It is different from what the offerings that the priest did. For this priest, Jesus, he is coming from the right hand of God. He carried all our sin and sanctified us. He made us saints. We are sanctified in Him. We are justified in Him. Hebrews 10, verse 22. Our heart is purified, cleansed from a bad consciousness, and we are washed clean. That was also the reason that Jesus suffered outside the gate. We are washed clean. We are sanctified. We are justified by the Holy Spirit of God. We are purified, justified. We are declared to be right. Realize that you are a child of God. This special position in this world. And we should not be proud. It is by the work of Jesus. So many people, so many Christians stay small and they have doubts. I don't know whether it is for me. I don't know whether I can climb that mountain. I feel myself small. I feel a great distance between God and me. But do you realize that God has made you holy? Every moment you can come in at God. We have the freedom to approach to the throne of God, to be with Him at the mountain, to be in His presence. When you are praying and fasting, do it from this starting point. Realize this. The devil always to bring confusion, to bring doubts. Some people say, oh, I'm so sorry that I was so busy this week. But realize that God already forgave your sin. You can say thank you. And when you are coming to God, He is there immediately. God washes you through Jesus Christ. He sees you as holy, clean, perfect. That should be your attitude, like a good father embraces his father, his child. My daughter, trust me. how much more God will give us everything and give us His love. There is a difference between our position and the position of the world. For you need some fire in you to reach the world and tell them the good news. It's also for them to be saved. But then first we have to experience that freedom ourselves. We are bought free. Galatians 5. We read from Galatians 5. Galatians 4 it is. 3. Galatians 3 verse 26. You are all of you are children of God by the faith in Christ Jesus. That's our position. For you all are baptized in Christ, are clothed with Christ. Then it doesn't matter that you are Jew or Greek, or free or not, or man or woman, for all you are all one in Christ. And when you belong to Christ, you are offspring of Abraham and heirs. We are heirs of God. He calls himself deliverer. He provides us. He is always with us. And we are his children. We are his heritage. It's a position. But Paulus said, I say, as long as this heritage doesn't speak, he is like a slave. Although he is a Lord of all. Because we don't open our mouth, we are death. As long as we don't realize that we are a child of God, we are the same as the slave who has nothing to say. So we have to take our position. Not as a slave, we pray and fast to submit our bodies. We are slaves of our body and our soul. But they have to be submitted to God, to the Spirit of God. With fasting, we press down our body and soul. And our spirit becomes stronger. And we connect with His Spirit. And then God can speak. I have this call. When you are touched by all these things, then we are going to worship, and there's also possibility for prayer. The disciples went out, they preached the gospel of the kingdom, And after that, God confirmed the word that was spoken by signs and miracles. So it's important when we preach the word of God, God wants to confirm it with his power. We have a prayer team here. And when you want to have prayer, or you are touched in some way, let's pray for you. And surely the people who lift at our hands because they are not a child of God, I say, let's reconcile yourself with God today. God is a good father. The fathers of the earth can sometimes do bad things, but God is good, and he has his arms opened wide, and he wants you to come, be reconciled with God. What is between you and God, let it be washed away by the blood of the Lamb. We have to be washed clean from our sin. I will conclude with that. Still one thing. Everybody who thinks I'm young, let us say people from 12 to 25, please stand up. I was in the car when I came to here, and God gave the young people in my mind. You are the new generation, and you, the new generation, will be the first, because I believe that God is going to do new things. He gives new revelations, new knowledge, and he needs people who don't give concessions. And I will tell you, buy a Bible and start reading the Bible and do what is written in the Word of God. Believe it. No concessions. I believe that there is a new generation doing no concessions. And I will ask you all to close your eyes, and all the full growns, I ask, stretch out your hands to this young generation. Father, I believe that you give a new generation of heroes of faith who don't do concessions, who are radical, who take off from the longings of the world. All these things that stop us from the truth of the Word of God. You are the father of a pure generation, a holy generation, a generation of faith. I pray the blessing and power of God for you, and hunger and longing to the Word of God himself. I see for me that you are going one by one in your room, and you feel the power of God in your room. And sometimes I'm shaking, I'm moving, I'm trembling when God is touching me. God is so personally, and when he touches you, you will be enthusiastic. The elder ones have high shoulders, and you can stand upon their shoulders. I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So the invitation is here. Come to the front and then we can pray for you. You will be a generation of people who come free. Free from the feeling that you are not good enough. When God came to Adam after the fall, he said, "Where are you?" He said, "We are here, but we did it wrong. And now that sin is taken away. We have to leave it." Amen.